This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I am really happy to have with me today, Jim, Mr. Stinky Feet Cosgrove. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to meet you in person, finally.
Yeah, love it. All right. Well, we got an album feature today called from the album Scoops of Love. But before we get into that, want to get to know you a little bit, learn about your story, and obviously what inspired the name Mr. Stinky Feet. So we'll kick off. How did you get into making music for kids?
Well, I started my career as a journalist. I was a newspaper reporter in New Mexico, and or feature writer. And then I moved back to Kansas City, where I grew up, to work on a story, actually, my master's thesis. And when I was kicking around in Kansas City, a friend of mine had just taken over as a manager at a Barnes & Noble that had just opened up. And this was in 1998. And she said, "Hey, you play the guitar. Could you come out for a St. Patrick's Day themed story time at our store?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure. I mean, I know a lot of Irish drinking songs. I know, what do you want me to play?" And "That's great. Can you make them kid friendly and whatever?" "Yeah." And so we did some Irish folk music, as well as a couple of songs I had written for my nieces and nephews at the time. So this is before I had my own kids. And I thought that would be that. Parents came up to me, though, afterwards and said, "Hey, do you have a tape or a CD?" And I said, "No." And I thought, well, maybe I should get one. So I enlisted a couple of musician friends of mine to get together at a garage studio, and we recorded an album. And it was titled Bop Bop Dinosaur. And that was the name, or that was the first album. And it came out in 1998. So this is my 25th year making music for families. And honestly, we thought we would just do one album and it would be a hoot and a kick, and then we would move on. But people liked it and they asked for more. So we did another one, and we got asked to play more. I got asked to play more solo gigs. My band and I also played, put together a band, and we started playing band gigs. And the second album was titled Stinky Feet. And I have a song called Stinky Feet. And a friend of mine who was a second grade teacher said, "Hey, if you want to get kids laughing, it's whatever, sing about underwear and stinky feet." I was like, "Okay." Well, I just so happened I was thinking about this song, and she's like, "It's perfect." So I was known first as the dinosaur guy, or Bop Bop Dinosaur, or just by my name, Jim Cosgrove. But when Stinky Feet came out, I started to hear, "Hey, Stinky Feet." And I was in a school doing a school assembly one time, and a bunch of kids were like, "Hey, yo, Stinky Feet." They were yelling at me in the hall. Finally, I was like, "Hey, that's Mr. Stinky Feet. It sounds more respectable, right?" Yeah. So it just sort of stuck. And the kids started to call me that. And then we thought, you know what? Why not go with it? So I attribute the name to an organic growth from a gift, really, that these kids gave me. And so we've taken a run with it since.
That is a fun origin story. Love it.
Yeah. And really, and I tell people I'm not smart enough to have come up with that, because parents will say, "Hey, did you focus group that name? Did you think about it?" No, it didn't that at all. It just came, was handed to me. So,
well, I think that the Mr. kind of makes Mr. Stinky Feet.
Mr. sounds, and someday someday I'm holding out for an honorary degree from someplace that it will become Dr. Stinky Feet.
There you go. Career and goals. Love it.
Yes. Right.
Well, one question I love to ask anyone who's got started in the era of tapes, and maybe they were waning at this point in CDs. Obviously, things have changed so much over the years with the advent of streaming and things like that. How have you yourself navigated these sea changes in the industry?
Well, this is a conversation I've had with many, many people in the industry throughout the years. And really, like in any industry, you got to roll with the changes, right? Because we don't have any choice. And we can sit and whine and complain about them, but really use them to our advantage. So as best we can, right? So when I started, yes, there were, cassette tapes and CDs, and we would sell a ton of them. And in fact, my show revenue was about the same as, and sometimes lower than, my merch revenue. So at any given show, I was selling $300 to $500 worth of merch at a show, which CD sales were booming. And this was at a time too when CDs were like, $15, $17. Mm-hmm. And then as that, the dollar value went down on that, pretty soon then we'd have to start selling for $12 or $10. And okay, you roll with it. And pretty soon my merch revenue was about the same as my show revenue. And then it started to slowly drop off. And then with the advent of, first with internet and YouTube and then streaming, and we had to just absorb it. And the silver lining I see in that, whereas, nobody in the music industry is making the money I think that they were at the time. I always tell people that's why you see these, these sometimes washed up rockers or old, bands from way back that are touring again, because that's how they're making money. They don't make money sitting at home like they used to. We're reaching more people. So there have been many discussions I've had with people in the kindy realm over the years that, we can complain about, I guess, what we're not, what we're getting minuscule cut on streams. But I also know that, last year I had over 2 million streams just on Spotify. And the year before it was like 2.6 million. And to like 138 countries, places I would never have imagined my music going. In fact, I rarely look at analytics. I tend not to look at it. I just go forward. Right. But I recently looked at some Spotify analytics and found that three or four of the top five cities where my streams are in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And number one place where my music is streamed is Sydney. And who knew? More so than my hometown, and I think the only one in the top five was Chicago. So you never know where it's going to end up. And to me, that's a win, it's getting out there.
Yeah. In today's kind of streaming and things like, when you were selling CDs, would they've even been stocked in Australia, or would they?
No, right.
In South America or Asia. And sometimes I look at the analytics. I'm like, one week I had like 1,400 plays of one of my songs in Finland. I'm like, how?
1,400 did it, just in Finland.
Did they play the song on the radio? And people listen to it, or how? How did they hear it? And so those kind of interesting questions, but that's a cool element of.
It is. It's kind of nice. And, you may or may not get a chance to play in Finland. If you do, that'd be pretty cool. If not, just knowing that somebody in Finland has been enjoying your music. That's pretty awesome.
Yep.
So, yes, I we all hold out hope that somewhere there would be some sanity. Like, people always ask, oh, you must be making money from streaming. And it's 0.00094 or whatever
I think 1,000 streams equals like $1 or something.
Yeah,
I think.
Right.
Not really sure.
Yeah. So, someday, gosh, you know, if we could get a half a penny per stream, that'd be great. So, in the meantime, though, I love performing. I just love performing. And so I have performed more than 4,500 shows in 25 years and played in 38 states in the U.S., played in Germany and Italy and England and Spain and Mexico and Canada, and a couple of times at the White House Easter egg roll. And I just, and there was a point, there were a few years running where I had done 330 shows, like back-to-back years, and it was too much. It was exhausting. So we scaled back. We settled into kind of a 250, 275 was kind of a comfort zone for me physically and energetically. And of course, we took a dip during COVID, but I still performed. It was interesting how even then I was able to adapt with some things. And so,
do you have some particular favorites in terms of locations that you've performed at?
Well, you know, people often ask, the big cool places that you played. But for me, some of the coolest shows have been in the smallest places. So it's interesting. And I did a couple panels at some of the Kindy Coms and Kindy Fests over the years. And one of the things I always talk about is, hey, we stumble over ourselves to try to get to play these big places, right? Everybody wants to play at, you know, this location or that, like Wolf Trap or whatever it is, you know, and then you go and you play and it's like, oh, okay. It's kind of cool. But, and not to discount, those are fabulous, but some of the real magic happens in some of the smallest places you never suspect. And I have an example of this. So we live in Kansas City, so right in the middle of the country. So it's easy to access both coasts. It's easy to get places. We had some shows in Denver, and we were going to drive to Denver. It's about a 10-hour drive. And I thought, well, there's a lot of real estate between here and Denver. A lot of flat Kansas is between here in Denver, but there are towns and there are people there. So we booked a show in Colby, Kansas, which is out near the Colorado border, but it's on the high plains out there in a small town. They have a little community college. And it was a Friday night gig, cause we had some shows on Saturday and Sunday in Denver. So I was really focused on those shows. Well, I'm like, okay, we'll stop off in Colby and play this show. Well, it was at an auditorium at a junior college, and like 500 people showed up, and I had people tell me, oh, we drove 75 miles to come to the show. We don't get stuff like this out here. And we sold a ton of merch. We sold t-shirts and hats, and we sold CDs, and it was, I was overwhelmed and pleasantly surprised, of course. And then, you know, and it was great. And then we went on to Denver, and we had some great shows in Denver, but, you know, 150 people and, you know, because there's more going on, there's more competition. And I realized from that point on, I said, you know, don't overlook small towns.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate small towns. I will play small towns the rest of my life because of that energy that I don't know, that exists there. So I still do. So we've had fun. I had a blast playing. We had a blast playing in Germany at some U.S. military bases when we were there. There were just some really fun shows. It was great to play at the White House Easter egg roll. I mean, what an honor that was. I mean, it was so cool. And we got to do that 2 years in a row. Man, in this business, there's never, truly, never a bad show. Some are better than others, but it's always fun.
Yeah, no, I love the fact of not overlooking the small towns, and you're right, you know, people probably are starving for entertainment. Like, I live in Las Vegas and everybody comes here. So it's like,
yeah. I played some shows there.
I don't have to really wait too long for, you know, my favorite comedian or
yes,
favorite band or whatever. But yeah, out in Colby, Kansas, it probably doesn't happen very often. So
no, and so yeah, and they have, well, here's the deal. They have children, they have money, and they would like to spend money on their kids just like anybody else does. So anyway, and just, I mean, it's a great life. It truly is a great life. And I mean, I couldn't have stumbled into a better career, because it found me. I did not seek this out. I'm not a trained musician. I taught myself a few cowboy chords, and I made it a point to surround myself with people who are more talented than I am. You know more than I do.
Another good lesson. Absolutely.
Yes, that's right.
All right, well, let's get into your album. So we're going to do an album feature today. It's called Scoops of Love.
Yes.
And so this is kind of a 25th anniversary celebration of you getting into the world of music for families. So talk a little bit about the album as a whole and, you know, what themes are present, what inspired it, and things like that. And then we'll go into a few songs.
Yeah. Well, as my 25th anniversary approached, my wife and I, my wife is my manager, we talked like we should do something big. And I haven't done a studio album or a new album in 11 years. I put out a greatest hits album about 3 or 4 years ago. But I had been sitting on some songs that I had written 5 years ago or 6 years ago. But we thought, you know what, let's do a 25th anniversary album. And so I looked at some of the songs I already had, you know, in the can. But I was inspired to write some new stuff. And this theme of love kept popping up. So we talked about love and, you know, what should we call the album? Should we call it, you know, Plenty of Love? I have a song called Plenty of Love. Anyway, it just kind of, and I have a song about ice cream on there, and then Scoops of Love just kind of came up, kind of bubbled to the surface as a title for the album. But I consider truly each song kind of a scoop of love, serve it up a scoop of love to my family, my friends, all the people who supported me, fellow Kindy artists who have been with me for this 25 years, and our fans, you know. And so it's just love. Full love, whether it's loving your puppy or your ice cream, or so it kind of weaves through all of the songs, you know, or your love for your librarian, even.
Very cool. All right. Well, we're going to share 5 scoops of love with everybody today. And the first song we're going to talk about is Ice Cream. Ooh, tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah. So my 16-year-old daughter, a couple of years ago, started to get into the classic rock band Kiss. And I ended up listening to a lot of Kiss, which I hadn't listened to in probably 25 or 30 years. And was kind of inspired by some of their cheesy lyrics and their, you know, straight ahead, just, you know, 3-chord rock songs. And I thought, you know, it might be fun to kind of do a tribute to something. And I got to know this guy who runs an ice cream truck in town. And we do a lot of outdoor shows. And so I was like, you know what, let's do a tribute to ice cream and how much we love it. So that's where this came from. It's got a little hint of a Kiss and some other classic rock kind of nod to Ozzy Osbourne in there as well. So there it is.
Great influences all the way around, it sounds
like. Right.
All right. Well, we're going to play it. Here it is. Ice Cream by Jim, Mr. Stinky Feet Cosgrove.
When the air is thick and I'm dripping sweat, my throat is burning and I'm soaking wet. Can't take much more of this scorching heat, so I reach for a cool and tasty treat. Oh, ice cream, gonna get me some.
Scoop it up, yum, yum, yum. Ice cream,
gonna get me some.
Scoop it up, yum, yum, yum.
My body and it soothes my soul. Piled on a cone or heaped in a bowl, I'll take it plain or with sprinkles on top. Just keep it coming, don't ever stop. If you eat it fast, gonna freeze your brain, make you feel like you're on the silly train. Play it cool, eat it slow, savor every bite, give me more, more, more.
Ice cream,
gonna get me some.
Scoop it up, yum, yum, yum. Ice cream,
gonna get me some.
Scoop it up, yum, yum, yum.
Come on, everybody, let's scoop.
Scoop it up, ice cream. Scoop it up, ice cream. Scoop it up, ice cream. Scoop it up, ice cream.
It's sweet. It's chilly, it's out of sight. Gonna help it rock and roll all night. In the springtime or summertime, any old time is the right time. Whoa, ice cream, you scream.
We all scream for ice cream.
Whoa, ice cream, you scream.
Whoa, ice cream,
gonna get me some.
Scoop it up, yum, yum, yum. Ice cream,
gonna get me some.
Scoop it up, yum, yum, yum.
And that was Ice Cream. All right, next song we're gonna talk about is Plenty of Love. So tell us about this one.
Oh, yeah. So I wrote this song. Actually, it was inspired by some news stories. So with a lot of the immigration issues and people getting worked up about immigration in the United States, and I thought, wow, I don't know. Part of me, I had this inspiration that we've got plenty of love to share, right? And I kind of grew up in a big family where the doors were open. Family members brought people home, brought them in. We have plenty that we can always pull up another chair at the table. We've got plenty of soup. We've got plenty of bread, just something extra just to join in. And so with that theme, I thought, man, I wrote Plenty of Love. And as we were getting into the recording of it, I thought, man, I would love to get some of my kindy friends to join me on some of these songs. So I reached out to my friend Brady Reimer, who I have worked with for probably 20 of my 25 years or so. And I thought he'd be perfect for this. And he was. So we did this duet together.
Very cool. All right. Well, we're going to play that duet now. Here it is, Plenty of Love by Jim Mr. Stinky Feet Cosgrove featuring Brady Reimer.
Woo!
Pull back the curtain, sweep the floor, set the table and open the door. Everyone's welcome to come on in, 'cause we've got plenty of love, love, love. Fill your cup and load your plate, have a second helping, don't hesitate. Swing by early or drop in late, 'cause we got plenty of love, love, love.
Love, love,
shout it out loud.
Love, love,
loud and proud.
Love, love,
shout it out loud. 'Cause we've got plenty of love, love, love. Yeah, we got plenty of love, love, love. Shades of brown, black and white, one big family, woo, that's right. We each got a little light shining bright, 'cause we've got plenty of love, love, love. Sing it in the valley, shout it from the hill, a message of peace, hope and goodwill. All the children gonna get their fill, 'cause we got plenty of love, love, love.
Love, love,
shout it out loud. Love, love, loud and proud. Love, love, shout it out loud. Cause we've got plenty of love, love, love. Yeah, we've got plenty of love, love, love. Peace, love, and harmony. Hey, that sounds pretty good to me. More than enough to share with you. With you, you, you and you. Yeah, we got it. Ooh, yeah, we got it. Oh, just for you. Yeah, we got it. Ooh, yeah, we got it. Ah, just for you. Yeah, we got it. Hug your mama, hug your pop. Hug yourself and don't ever stop. Feel that love all the way to the top. Cause you got plenty of love, love, love. Love, love, shout it out loud. Love, love, loud and proud. Love, love, shout it out loud. Cause we got plenty of love, love, love. Yeah, we got plenty of love, love, love. Yeah, we got plenty of love. Love, 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 love. Plenty of love.
And that was Plenty of Love. Next song is When I'm 25.
Tell us about this one. Yeah, so this was actually a challenge that someone gave me. So this is the first album that I have done that has a sponsor. So the album is sponsored by our home state. I live in the state of Kansas. It is sponsored by the state of Kansas College Savings Plan. So every state's got a 529 savings plan for education, right? So our program is called Learning Quest. And I worked with them like 18 years ago on a summer tour. And I approached them. I said, hey, I've got my 25th anniversary. They're a big employer in Kansas City, the company that runs the fund. And I said, hey, let's do something big. You guys want to sponsor this? And they said, yeah, let's do it. And they gave me some money to do it. And so the planning, one of the people on our, you might hear my dog barking. So one of the people on the planning committee said, hey, do you have a song? This is your 25th anniversary. Like what it would be like kids are always thinking about what they want to be when they're older, or not only occupations, but you know, where will I live? What kind of car will I drive? I don't know. And I thought, yeah, okay, I'll work on it. I'm not sure, but this one just flowed. I took the challenge and I'm so pleased with the way it turned out. And it's a good dreaming song. And I've had some input from some kids on it about what they wanted to be, like a unicorn trainer. Yeah. So, this one's a good pumping one too. So roll with it.
All right, well, let's check this one out. Here it is, When I'm 25 by Jim Mr. Stinky Feet Cosgrove.
Ooh, I like to daydream, daydream about who I'll be when I'm 25. Will I live in a purple tree house? Will I have a flying car to drive? Got a lot to do and a lot to see. Lots of learning ahead of me. Hey, hey, hey. I was born with dreams, oh, that reach the sky. Oh, I was born with wings, oh, gonna fly, 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 fly. A teacher, teacher. I could learn to be an animal doc. I could drive a big rig. I could learn to totally rock. I could play guitar in a rock and roll band or build a house with my own two hands. Hey, hey, hey. I was born with dreams, whoa, that reached the sky. Born with wings, oh, well, gonna fly, 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 fly. Whoa, 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 whoa. be a unicorn trainer, firefighter, farmer, or an astronaut if I choose. Bubblegum tester, acrobat, dentist, or a dancer, I can't lose. Let's go! No hurry, hurry. Got a few years till I'm 25. I'm still in elementary, and I plan to enjoy the ride. Gonna go to school and do my best. Try new things, 'cause learning is a quest. Hey, hey, hey. I was born with dreams that reach the sky. Born with wings, gonna fly, 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 fly.
And that was When I'm 25. Next song is called Puppy in Love. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, who doesn't love puppies? I mean, come on. They're just full of love, right? They just give and give and give. So we have fostered many puppies in our house. And so a friend of my wife, she runs a rescue, dog rescue. And so we have had a kind of stream of puppies. They tend to come, they rescue a big litter, you know, and so we end up with a couple puppies. And then we kept one, and he's been our, he started as a little one, and now he's 90 pounds and huge and takes up a lot of space, but he's still full of puppy love, even though he's 7 years old. But so anyway, this is just a good rollicking tune about puppies and, you know, their love.
Awesome. All right. Puppy in Love. Here it is. Jim, Mr. Stinky Feet Cosgrove.
When my tail gets a wagging and my tushy starts to shake, you know I really love you, it's true, for goodness sake. I keep howling at the moon 'cause I'm a lovesick pooch. Sometimes I slobber, but please give me a smooch. I'm a puppy in love, I'm chasing my tail. I'm a puppy in love, hear me howl and wail. I really, really lick you, oops, I mean I like you. I'm just a puppy in love. I'm a pup, pup, puppy in love. I'm a pup, pup, puppy in love. Ooh, I'm a pup, pup, puppy in love. Come on, throw me a bone. Put me on a leash and walk me through the park. Toss me a treat, I promise not to bark. Cuddle up beside me on the foot of the bed. Rub my ears and scratch my scruffy head. Ooh, I'm a puppy in love, I'm chasing my tail. I'm a puppy in love, hear me howl and wail. I really, really lick you, oops, I mean I like you. I'm just a puppy in love. I've been digging and scratching and sniffing everywhere. I'm lucky you found me, we make a perfect pair. I'm a frisky little puppy, woo, who's crazy about you. You could have had a hamster, a guppy, or a kitten. I'm pretty sure with them you wouldn't be as smitten. There's not a better mutt in the streets or at the pound. I'm the doggone bestest hound around. Ooh, I'm a puppy in love, I'm chasing my tail. I'm a puppy in love, hear me howl and wail. I really, really lick you, oops, I mean I like you. I'm just a puppy in love. Ooh, I'm a pup, pup, puppy in love. I'm a pup, pup, puppy in love. I'm a fuzzy, wuzzy puppy in love. Come on, throw me a bone. I'm a puppy in love.
And that was Puppy in Love. All right, let's wrap it up with Just for Today. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, this song has a lot of meaning to me and my family. So Just for Today is kind of a mantra that I learned from a wise teacher of mine to just stay focused on today and be in the present, right? It is, in fact, one of the Reiki principles. The Reiki principles start by just for today, I'm going to do these things. And so it's a good reminder for all of us just to be present. Kids are present, man. They know they're full experts on living in the present. They have forgotten yesterday and they have no concept of tomorrow. So I learn from them all the time. So I wrote this song, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago. And I didn't know how important it was going to be until recently. So, and I kind of had my wife kind of in mind when I wrote it, because it was, or and my children, my daughters. So just for today, I'm going to love you and I'm going to be here and I'm going to be with you. And just for today, I'm not going to worry about things. And just for today, I'm going to smile. I'm going to be happy. And, you know, and when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'm going to love you again. But I didn't know, and like I said, how important this was going to be. A couple of years ago, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. And this song just was like, wow. It was so, it was like I wrote it for my future self, because I'm like, okay, this is what I got to remember. So I became the caretaker, and she's been doing great and going through treatment for the last 2 years. And is doing great now. It's got lots of energy. But I realized, oh, I needed to hear that. So I wrote it for myself years ago. And it came like, okay, just for today. We're just going to get through today, because that's what we have. And then we get up in the morning, we do it again. So this one has very sentimental meaning to our family.
Excellent. Well, much love and respect to your wife. And
thank you.
Always keep fighting, and let's listen to this song. Here it is, Just for Today, by Jim Mr. Stinky Feet Cosgrove.
Just for today, just for today. Just for today, I'm gonna love you. Just for today, yeah, only for today. This is gonna be the day that I love you. Gonna stay close and hold you tight, walk with you in the dark of the night. Every little thing's gonna be alright, yeah. Everything's alright, just for today. Just for today, just for today, just for today, I've got no worries. Just for today, yeah, only for today. This is gonna be the day I've got no worries. Not gonna fear, not gonna fret about a bunch of stuff that ain't happened yet. Being right here is as good as it gets, yeah. This is good as it gets, right here today. Just for today, just for today, just for today, I'm gonna smile. Just for today, yeah, only for today. This is gonna be the day that I smile. Everyone I meet, walking down the street, flashing a smile, oh, ain't that sweet. Got a little light, gonna let it shine, yeah. Gonna let it shine for the world today. Just for today, just for today, just for today, I'm gonna love you. Love, love, love you. Gonna love you. Love, love, love you. Gonna love, love, love you. I'm gonna love you. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, gonna love you again.
And that was Just for Today, and that wraps up our song features from the album Scoops of Love. So before we let everybody know where they can find and stream, purchase, download your stuff, any other songs you want to call out from the album?
Yes. So, like I said, I enlisted a lot of my friends for this album. So one of my dear friends, who is a local Kansas City entertainer, has been for many, many years, is Krista Funky Mama Eiler. And Funky Mama has, she also played at the White House Easter Egg Roll, and she's played around the country. She is awesome and incredibly talented. She did a song with me called Soul and Sally, which is also a book. I have a children's book version of that song. And my friend Heidi Swedberg, who has been circling in and out of the Kindy scene for many, many years. She's a great old ukulele, and she joins me on a song called Gotta Be Me, which is just a silly little duet that we do. And then about a year and a half ago, I released an album or a song that is now on this album. I hadn't put it on an album yet. It is a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. And I enlisted a whole bunch of my Kindy friends for that. And I reached out to Reese Palmer, who I'd worked with on a project many years ago, and said, hey, I would love for you to join me on this. And then we got several of our other friends. And so we recorded that, and it's been out for a couple of years, but is now getting some renewed interest. And it's just and there's a music video for that song too on my YouTube channel. I mean, I could talk about each one of the songs, but there are a bunch. We don't have enough time. So,
all right. Well, let everybody know where they can, you know, find that album, find the rest of your albums,
yes,
and then how people can connect with you.
Yeah, great. Well, you can stream it wherever you stream. I had no idea how many streaming services there are now until I did this album. It's far more than the last time I did an album. And so you can stream it wherever you stream music. It is available there. Of course, on YouTube audio as well. And we will have some music videos coming out too as the year goes on to kind of go along with this album. And you can check out my website. It's jimcosgrove.com or mrstinkyfeet.com. Either one goes to the same place. And on all the social media stuff that my lovely wife handles. She does such a good job at that.
So. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been great to get to know you, get to know your story,
you too.
Listen to your great music, and I look forward to keeping in touch.
Yeah, right on. Let's do.
All right.
Cheers.
Take care.